This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The stretch by Finnegan and a 2-0 in the dirt, and there's a stop. Here comes Stott. He'll score! The ball got away up the first baseline. Bryson Stott with a mad dash for the plate, dives head first, and the Phillies have won it on a walk-off wild pitch. 7-6, the Phillies win in the bottom of the ninth inning.
What a night, what a game, what a wild, wild victory for the Phillies. Welcome on in, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass, you guys with us. A lot to get to today. The Eagles have picked up the option on Jordan Davis deal. We'll get to that. Elliot Shore Parks joins us later, Devin Caney later. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if your pops roll up on the court, your pops going to get that work, man. Mm-hmm. He has to. He got, like, if he feel that froggy, if he want to lead, then he going to catch these hands. I'm just saying. Giannis should have hit him with a two-piece.
Giannis is pretty mature, though.
Yeah, that was like, mature.
Yeah, he's mature.
Well,
yeah,
I guess that's the key word in this conversation, being mature. But I'm just saying, that was ridiculous. That was kind of crazy. I know your dad is excited that you won, you know, you won the game, but that was a tightly contested series, man. You can't do that.
No, that was a bad look. And you used the word ridiculous there. Not a good look. I think that all that applies to the Phillies victory last night.
I like how you tied all
that. What did we just watch last night? That was by far the wildest game of the season. Look, bottom line is they got a win, right? That's the most important thing. They got a victory last night. Good job in the ninth inning by Bohm to get on base. They were aggressive on the bases. A little luck involved there. I don't know how the catcher didn't catch that ball coming in from right field, because Bohm would have been out by 20 feet. But we take it. We
Better
got
be
a victory.
Lucky than good sometimes.
Yes. And look, there was a lot of.
And you needed that game.
You needed it. And there was some good, right? Wheeler pitched really well again. Schwarber got off the power. You know, he was on a little power funk and he hit a big home run early. Rojas
got that homer.
Yep. What a home run. Trey had four hits as we checked the box off saying nice things about Trey, because that might be it for the rest of the day. Hugh, that was one of the craziest games we've had here in a long time, and they got a victory.
And shout out to the young man, was it the ninth inning? That was up with the mitt in his hand. He was locked into the
eighth
game.
Inning. He was rooting for Alvarado,
sorry,
the
yeah,
kid.
Alvarado, yeah. Yeah, he's rooting for Alvarado. I had a lot of thoughts going through my mind when I saw that.
Yeah.
Because it was about, 8:39-ish?
Yeah, about that time.
I'm like, why he ain't in the bed getting ready for school?
He had tickets to a baseball game.
That was my thought process. Where are your parents? Young man, where are your parents? And did you go to school this morning? Were you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Will you stop?
Morning? I can't help
it. Leave the young man alone.
I can't help. Kyle, I understand that it was a beautiful night last night, and it was a bunch of kids out last night. But I, as a parent, you know, because—
It's one night.
No, but Kyle—
For relax.
Let me tell you how much school has changed.
Pop. Come on now.
I know I'm being a pop-pop. I know, but still— You know, you get in trouble for attendance nowadays. Like, attendance is a big deal. Not like it was when I was going to school. You can miss, like, 50 days of school and still graduate.
Where'd you go to school? 50 days?
No,
I want to go to that school.
But still, you only can miss so many days, man, before they start, you know, looking at you sideways. And I was just a little concerned.
Yeah, well, I know where that kid is today, by the way.
he's
in school ripping Trey Turner for the crap we saw last night. All right, Hugh, I need to get some stuff off my chest.
Get it off your chest,
because
man.
Because I am tired.
That's why you got the microphone.
I'm
go ahead and say what you got to say.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of everyone pretending this isn't a huge deal. I'm just going to put it very simply, because the Phillies obviously don't get the gravity of the situation, so I'm going to try to spell it out for you and for them as quickly as I can.
Oh, watch out, Kyle. You're about to be
no,
on
I'm not,
fire.
I'm not going to yell. I'm going to say it very simply. I might yell, but I'm not going to yell right now. I'm going to say it very simply. The Phillies cannot and will not win a World Series with Trey Turner playing shortstop. And the quicker they recognize this, the quicker we can move off of this problem. His offense isn't great, but it's not the problem. It's his defense. He had four hits last night, and I can't wait to yell about the guy today, because that, Hugh, the defense we saw in the eighth and then the ninth inning, but particularly the eighth inning, was among the worst defense at shortstop you will ever see. They took a game they should have won comfortably and made it so hard, mostly because of the shortstop. And look, Rojas had an adventure in center field, too. But that play at shortstop in the eighth inning, you could go to any Little League field in Delaware County, in Bucks County, in Montgomery. You could pick any South Jersey, and you will find better shortstop play from 10-year-olds. That was ridiculous what I saw in the eighth inning. He cannot play shortstop at a high level. In the last three seasons since he got here, he has made 44 errors. And you know what? They didn't even give him one in the eighth inning last night. They took it away. So it should be 45 errors. He's not a championship caliber shortstop. And Hugh, this is so simple to me. I've been saying this for a long time, but I'm going to say it again today. The Phillies' best shortstop on the team sits the bench 4 or 5 days a week. His name is Edmundo Sosa. They have a problem in center field. They have a shortstop that can't play shortstop, and their shortstop can actually play the outfield. He used to do it. If I were in charge of the Phillies, today I would tell Trey Turner the process begins to play the outfield. I don't know if that takes a week, a month. I'm not sure. But every day before the game, you will go out to the outfield, and you will start shagging fly balls until you're comfortable, and then we begin the transition. I can't wait another year. I don't care what they said in the offseason. I can't wait another year. They can't wait another year. I'm done. The quicker the Phillies recognize this, the better off they'll be. Trey Turner needs to move off shortstop. Hugh, what do you think?
How about that Sherbert home run last night? How about that Kyle
Don't
Sherbert?
Don't you try to change the conversation.
I'm not. Allow me to long talk for a minute, Joe, because there was a lot of thoughts that went through my head. And y'all know, normally, in a situation like this, you look at the situation, and as a former professional athlete, you say, hey, we got to win in a game that we had to have. That was my first thought. But watching that inning and watching him first miss the bag, okay, that was egregious, but I was willing to let that go. But then when he airmailed the ball to home plate, I was like, damn. There was a lot of errors in the outfield last night. There was a lot. And to your point, if you want to win the World Series, you have to be better.
Yep.
There are some things that you could clean up, but that's egregious. You know, and I'm not the one to be knee-jerk or anything like that. But let's be honest. What were you thinking? Like, seriously, like you've had some miscues at shortstop this season and a lot last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that one right there, and then the goofy look you had on your face after you did it, like,
didn't help.
You were hoping that nobody saw that.
Oh,
everybody saw it.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, bro, this is the thing. You know, it's serious when you hit them with the bro. If they wouldn't have won that game last night, boy, they'd be lighting you up like a Christmas tree today. Seriously.
And well deserved.
Yeah, that was, I've never seen anything. Like, to your point, when you said 10-year-olds.
10-year-olds.
You know, my son's team is, they're 6 going on 7. They played better outfield than that. It was crazy.
Unbelievable.
It was bad. It was bad.
It is. And it's not getting better. Look, I know all the stories this offseason. He put in work. He could put in all the work he wants. He's not a championship caliber shortstop. I'm sorry. It's over. Like, Dave Dombrowski could pretend all he wants. Trey Turner could pretend all he wants. Topper could pretend all he wants. It's obvious he needs to move off the position if they're going to win a World Series. And they don't have to listen to me. We could play this out another year. It will cost them, and then we'll do it next offseason. Or they could do it now.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was just, I've never seen anything like it. And you know what my first thought was? The first part of that, when he missed the bag, yeah, Joe about to kill him for that.
Well, anyone should kill him for it.
Then the second part. It was the throw.
That went about 5 feet over JT's head. So if JT wasn't an incredible athlete, that ball hits the person in the front row. I mean, that is a ridiculous throw. So, Hugh, on that play, there's multiple options he has, right? Like, he could try to turn the double play and give up the run. Now, that you can make the debate, tie game, all right. So he could have went second to first, double play, run scores to get two outs. He could have just thrown home. It's like a good throw home to cut off the runner. All right. He could have stepped on second and then thrown home. He didn't accomplish any of the options.
That's the thing, Joe. And for me, never played baseball, so I don't know what that high-pressure situation feels like. But for me, it was the look on your face after you did. You didn't do anything that you set out to do, and you're a professional. And I know it happened. Listen, it happens to the best of us. But in a game like that, in that moment, and then when you look at the position that the Phillies are in, you know, they've moved so many parts around to try to make this team better. You can't help but to have that conversation.
You have to. Yeah, you really do.
You know what I mean? I still think Trey has some good ball in him, but you have to start having that conversation.
It's time. 215-592-9494. Look, the Phillies are 28th in baseball this year in turning batted balls into outs. When the ball gets hit in the field, they're 28th in baseball in turning those into outs. A huge part of that is their shortstop. He's not very good. He has 44 errors since he got here. And think about it. How many are not called errors that, like, last? That wasn't counted as an error last night. It is. So you could probably add 25 to the 44 where we sit there and like, oh my God, what did he do? Let's hear from Trey Turner after the game last night about his mistakes.
I feel like I've definitely improved, but, you know, just dumb mistakes like that is just, you know, just unacceptable. It can't happen, especially on that routine play, you know. So just keep working, kind of move on, I guess, getting the wins better than, you know, that loss right there. So just flush it and go on tomorrow, get back to work and get with Bobby and see how we can get better.
Well, we could do that. We could flush it, or we could address the problem.
Well, I like that. I like he said that because he understands. Like, the look on his face made me think that he was hoping nobody saw that, and I was like, dog, everybody saw that. But for him to be that self-aware, I mean, that counts for something, but still. He's on the radar. He's definitely on the radar. They probably won't do it anytime soon, Joe, but it's something that you have to look at and start weighing your options to see how you can improve at that position.
They have to. And if every day they don't is a day they're wasting here. Topper after the game on the defensive issues last night between shortstop and center field.
I think Johan misjudged the first ball where he kind of drifted on it to the fence, and then he kind of overplayed the line drive at him. Yeah, Trey, high throw to first base. Really, the play he made in the eighth, where he threw to the plate, it was the right play. It's just, it wasn't a very good throw.
Well, that's putting it lightly, Topper. It just wasn't a very good throw. No, it was an awful throw. 215-592-9494. All right, we've beat around this conversation for 2 years, and I brought it up last May, I think it was, that I think Turner should go to the outfield. A lot of people pushed back that day. I'm curious what everyone is today. Is it time for Trey Turner to move off a shortstop? We're past time. This is like looking at someone with an expiration date that is way past it. He's got to move. Kyle, where are you at this morning as the Phillies win a wild one in spite of some pretty awful defense last night?
Yeah, whether it's moving to second base or the outfield, I mean, the time to do this was yesterday. It was last year. The team is just barely above 500, and there's too many other issues with the squad as a whole to just let such an easy and obvious fix or a thing that can be so easily and obviously fixed continue for, like, any longer. Like, if they move him to center field, they could fix, like, multiple problems at once. They could fix the Rojas thing, and they could fix the shortstop thing. It's killing the starting pitching. It's making them have to go deeper into games, throw more pitches. It's killing the bullpen, who's not good enough already, and they're not good enough of an offensive team to make up for these things. Like, yeah, this is something
you got,
that...
You got lucky last night.
Right.
Like, I mean, if you're being honest.
For some things, with the bullpen, you know, they're probably going to have to wait until the trade deadline to make a serious move to try and fix that. The offense, who knows if they'll ever pull their head out of their ass entirely. But something they can literally do right now is make this move. That could help them win a lot of games, a lot more games this year than it's going to cost them if they don't do something like now.
Yeah, it's not a position. Like, they've hid Castellanos in right field for the years they've had him. He's not a very good right fielder, but it's right field, right? You could get away with someone in a corner outfield spot. It's not that great. You can't get away a catcher, shortstop, center field.
Yeah, because the game finds you.
Yes.
And it comes quick.
And look, the Phillies have a lot of ground ball pitchers. I mean, Zach Wheeler's a ground ball pitcher. Aaron Nola's a ground ball pitcher. Christopher, he is so important at shortstop. And what drives me crazy is, We know, to me, I'd put him in center field. Center field is not a good spot for the Phillies. Whether it's bringing Marsh back, I know your guy Rojas hit the ball last night, but we know he's not much of a player, right? And they have a shortstop on the bench every day, or, I don't know, 5 days a week, and Sosa, who's played well this year, is better than Trey, and he watches the game. It's just like square peg, round hole. It's an obvious solution, and drives me crazy they won't do it. 215-592-9494. Let's have the conversation today. Kyle said it should have happened yesterday. We tried to have this a year ago, and everyone was like, oh, no, he's Trey Turner. He's got a big contract. I don't give a crap about his contract.
Not major league buddies.
He can't play the position anymore. At some point, everyone loses the ability to play what they used to play, right?
Did he ever have it?
I don't know, but he doesn't have it now.
I mean, he had it before. He had it. He played well enough to get $300 million.
I don't think he's ever been – well, he's never been a good enough shortstop for the Phillies. That's for damn sure.
That's totally for sure. I mean, look, the Dodgers got him. And they said, oh, you're not playing shortstop. No way, buddy. They put him at second base. It's been a long time since he's been able to play shortstop at a big-time level, and it's time to stop beating around the bush. Move him off shortstop. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. Chris, what's up?
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. What day did you think it was?
I didn't know.
You didn't?
Jody. You tend to run the guy.
All right, buddy.
Did you not even have a guess? Like, would you have guessed Saturday?
No, I knew he was in the week. I knew I had to come to work.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
You know, they kind of run together a little bit.
But days have feels, right? Like, you
no,
wake
Monday,
up on
Monday. Because, you know, they kind of get away from you.
Yeah, but Friday has a feel. I never think Friday's a Monday.
Well, Friday is because, you know, y'all get mean on Friday. It gets a little
You just need a gummy. Monday has a feel.
Monday, definitely. I just.
You just didn't know it was Wednesday? All right, go ahead, Chris. What are you trying to bring
up, Chris?
It's okay because this is what this Philly team has done. I mean, they've broken Hugh. Listen. First off, a couple observations from last night's game. Alec Bohm, guys, he is possibly the slowest human being ever. And I say ever because I'm not excluding dead people, okay? Because I think there may be a corpse or two out there that could probably run faster than this guy. Like, he is just god-awful slow, and he makes me crazy. But, Joe, here's what I need for you to do, Joe. I need you to stand strong today. I need you to go over into the corner, open the case, and please break out the damn wand. Can we wand Turner out of here?
Like, wand.
I am so sick of his absolute abysmal, atrocious. There's not enough adjectives to describe how badly this guy plays shortstop. And his softness and his excuses and Hugh Thompson, I'm tired of his excuses. No more. I mean, I'm done with this guy. Guys, I just looked it up. ESPN ranks 26th of the top shortstops in Major League Baseball. You know what he is? 19 out of 26. And he's falling like a stone, like if we threw Hugh into a pool and watched him sink to the ground. All right, like he's got concrete shoes on, going right down. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, people out there, you cannot win a championship or win when you are this bad up the middle. You have to be strong. You can't have a trash shortstop and a center fielder that's running around like he's completely clueless. My 10-year-old, it plays better center field and softball than this guy. Hugh's boy, Rohan, get a lot of strays today, Hugh, but I'm sorry. Then Rohan. Rohan's terrible. He's absolutely atrocious. Here's what I need to have happen. Dave Dombrowski, get your ears on. Bring up Crawford. I'm tired of this trash. And where Trey needs to go, I don't want Trey in center field because he'll act like a bonehead out there too. I don't need that. I need him in left field. Left field, for anybody that doesn't understand baseball, that's where you put your absolute worst defensive player, plays left field. Put him in left field.
Well, and Chris, the Phillies did that forever. I mean, Pat Burrell. We did a full season of Rhys Hoskins in left field. I mean, if we could do that, Trey could be a Gold Glover compared to Hoskins.
I need him out there. Bury him in left field. I don't want to see. If I had my way, Joe, I got the wand. I want you to wand him. But if he's got to play somewhere, you put him in the outfield. And you put him out in the outfield. And you put him in left field because this guy, folks, ESD.
I think that stinks.
I think that stinks. Chris, we appreciate the phone. They hid the wand on me around here, and I don't even know where it is.
They took it away from you.
If I can find it, I'll get rid of the contract. But listen, he's on the team. I recognize that. He's not going anywhere right now. But I can't have him play shortstop anymore. And I understand, and I'm sure someone will say to me, you can't just do this today. Sure. Okay. He hasn't played the outfield on a regular basis in a long time. He did it in the major leagues when he first came up with the Nationals a long time ago. But if there's one thing Trey Turner hasn't declined it with, it's his athleticism. He's still maybe the fastest player in baseball, or one of the 10 fastest players. I have no doubt in my mind, if you put a glove on him and he takes some reps in the outfield, he can do it. I guarantee he can run around and catch fly balls in the outfield. Yeah. He's done it before, and he hasn't lost any of that speed.
He has the speed. It's just, hey, is that what, baseball acumen?
He doesn't have that.
It's just that was egregious. Like that seemed like a simple bang-bang play.
The one issue is some of those throws. I don't know if putting him further back in the field is gonna help.
Well, then
that.
He can roll the ball in. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
It was the missing the base is one thing, but it was the throw. The throw was the one that was like, yeah, you might. Joe's about to have a whole field day with this.
I'm telling you, if it wasn't for JT's athleticism, the person in the front row has the ball coming flying at them. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Let's talk to Lauren at Kennett Square. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
What's up, Lauren?
So, a couple things. Concerned about him, his level of self-awareness when asked after the game about what happened. He said that he has improved, but meanwhile, you made two major mistakes back-to-back. So, like, are you grounded in reality?
No. I think the answer is no.
Yeah, and then concerned maybe with Topper as his big egos and personalities. Like, it feels like if anyone else was making mistakes over and over, you just move them. It doesn't matter what the contract is. Like, we're trying to win a championship here, and it slipped away before. So I think we're overdue to make a change. If he can't deal with the outfield, then he's a DH. I mean, like, figure it out. I don't know.
No, I like the way you said it. Figure it out. And, Lauren, I do think he can handle the outfield. And I think you bring up an interesting point, Lauren. We appreciate the phone call. Hugh, I know they're not all the same, right, and there's different scales of player.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, if I'm – and Alec Bohm's not as good of a player as Trey Turner. But if I'm Alec Bohm, like, you guys benched me. You made me a scapegoat.
Here's the reality of that.
Bohm has sat next to Trey Turner, stood next to Trey Turner for the last 2.5 years and watched him make 46 errors, like 47 errors. If I'm Alec Bohm, like,
though.
What's that?
$300 million.
I know, but how much – at some point, I don't care how much money
makes. I hear what you're saying, and you're right as a fan sitting here talking to me. But the reality is, in that locker room, money talks.
Well, it talks too much for this team.
And I think we're at an impasse now where, yeah, he makes a lot of money, but there needs to be some serious conversation, because going into this series, you knew that this had playoff implications.
It's in
NL East, and you need these wins.
Yep.
It almost like the reality is last night, that game almost slipped away.
And it shouldn't have been close.
It shouldn't have been close.
I mean, they had Wheeler on the mound. He pitched really well. Yeah, it shouldn't have been close.
That's where you have to look at it. And it didn't help that you had two back-to-back. He went back-to-back last night.
Not back-to-back.
He went back-to-back last night. That didn't help anything, Joe.
No, it did not.
You know, that's the one time where it ain't good to go back-to-back.
Yeah, usually it helps to go back-to-back. Not last night. Not in the eighth and ninth inning. At the worst time. 215-592-9494. Is it time to move Trey Turner off of shortstop? Yes, it was time last year. It's time now. The quicker the Phillies recognize this, the better off they'll be. I put him in center field tonight. I mean, figure it out.
He said tonight.
Tonight. And
it
I'll
probably
get,
won't happen tonight.
I know. No, of course they won't listen to me. That's okay. Socia should be at short. Turner should be in the outfield. Plus, we'll get to something Dave DeBrasi said on the subject back in spring training. Your calls. Is it time to move Trey Turner off a shortstop? 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.